So we're not going to do a Bible study today, but I think I might like some interaction. All right? Y'all okay with that?
Yes.
Good. All right. We can do that. You know, the when there's this size of a church, we can do that pretty easily. And I've got to tell you, I really like that. I like hearing from you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Luke 18, verse 8. Luke 18, verse 8. Will you turn there, please? One scripture. Luke 18, verse 8. Turn there, click there, whatever you're doing. Again, the series title is A Commitment to Faith. Those of us that committed to faith last week, committed to faith to live by faith in every single area, everything we do, whether it's driving to church on a snowy, possibly icy day, getting out of bed in the morning, whatever it might be, being exposed to the coronavirus, it doesn't matter. Are you committed to faith? And when I say faith, not faith in the government, not faith in a person, faith in God.
Amen.
Are you committed to faith? Luke 18, verse 8, Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Will he? Now, he's not writing, Jesus is not speaking to the world. He's speaking to his disciples. And I got to tell you know, unfortunately, you know, in the bulk of the church, there's a lot of faithlessness. Not condemning anybody or judging anybody, it's just true. They kind of sway whichever way the world says. Now, the world doesn't have any hope. The world enters 2022 and says, wow, we got a new year. We got, oh, maybe we got some new hope. Maybe, oh, maybe things will be better. Maybe the coronavirus will be over. Maybe the government will lift some of the mandates that have been out there. Maybe all that will happen. Maybe the economy will start to go up again. Maybe. It's our hope. You know, hope is just hope. It's not based in anything, but possible, maybe, could happen. But we are who are born again, we who love Jesus, enter 2022 and every single day in faith, in the confidence that we have in our God, in the confidence that He, well, you know, what can we enter in, what do we have confidence in? Come on, talk to me. What do we have confidence in? What do we have faith in? It's 2022. Here it's a new year. We don't have just hope like the world does, right? Man, we're a sorry mess if that's all we've got. What do we have confidence in? Where's our faith? You faith people? I'm a little tinny up here.
Faith in God.
What else? For what? Where's our faith placed?
Confidence
at what Jesus did on the cross sticks. It's cemented. It's permanent. What else? What else you got faith in?
What he's given, he'll never take back.
Say it again, Dan.
Whatever he gives you, he'll never take back.
Whatever he's given, and let me add, whatever he's promised, he doesn't ever take back. It's yours. It's done. It belongs to you. It's given to you. What could that be? What has he given? Joanne. Healings. You need healing? It's given to you.
Deliverance.
We'll talk about it more. Deliverance. Deliverance from what?
All sorts of stuff.
Anything that can hold you in bondage. Sin. Anything that comes from sin. What else?
Eternal life.
Gave you eternal life. Doesn't take it back, right? What's eternal life? Eternal life starts. When does it begin? Right here and right now. As soon as you're born again, eternal life starts. Bang! And all the promises of God are right now. They are yes and amen in Jesus Christ, because eternal life is ours. What else?
Provision.
Pardon?
Provision.
What way?
Always.
Well, I mean, like what? Be specific. Come on, you all been in a faith word teaching church for a long time, huh?
Financial.
You know, a lot of the time, you know, it comes down to the money aspect. Do we ever have to really worry about money?
No.
Do we?
No.
No. Have we been given instruction and wisdom and the power to create wealth?
Yes.
It's ours, right?
Yes.
If we'll be in faith, believe the word, it's all in the word. What else have we been given? Provision and what else?
Grace, mercy,
love. You're forgetting the love part.
His righteousness.
We're righteous. We're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know, I still break down and cry. After the putrid life I lived, I still break down and go, oh my gosh, you made me righteous like Jesus in your eyes. Oh, Lord.
Freedom.
That was freedom that Jesus set us free. Now that's some of the things that we have that by faith, they're ours. Because our faith is in God and in His Word and what He's promised. Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't get any gooder than that. And there's a lot more. There's a whole lot more. And we all have a choice.
Yes.
To commit to faith and live by faith, to stay in faith, to believe God, or to live in foolishness, because that's what the world lives in. They don't know. They're ignorant. Or they choose not to believe, because the foolishness is based on unbelief and fear. I was reading a report by a psychologist who wrote a book, dissertation, but it is, on, he's been studying for years the grooming of society by fear. The society of not just our country, but the world, and it's prevalent in our country now, has been groomed to be in fear. And he now this is a secular guy, this isn't a believer. You know, and what he does is he kind of laid out how all this has happened over the years. And, of course, the coronavirus rising up has been a part of the tool used to groom people to be in fear. Well, fear, you know, is the opposite of faith, right?
Yes.
There's no confidence in fear. And fear is irrational. Fear doesn't think. Fear is coupled with unbelief. Fear is a means of control, whether it's control by the devil or control by other people, but it's a way to manipulate. Now, he did this, and when I was reading it, I thought, one of the points that he made was, when people are groomed to be in fear, they become addicted to fear. Addicted to it. Now, this is all through his practice and all the documentation that he was writing. People become addicted to fear. That's a lot of what we see now, today. There's a lot of it around. Well, for us, this is where we should be. We should be addicted to faith. That's what God has called us to. Galatians 3, chapter 11, or excuse me, 3 verse 11. Galatians 3 verse 11. Paul writes, quoting Habakkuk, it's in Romans, it's in Hebrews, the just. Now the just are the righteous. That's anybody that's born again, have been justified or made the just. The just shall live by faith. That means we eat faith, drink faith, sleep faith, think faith, breathe faith, live faith. Everything we do. That's what I'm talking about a commitment to faith. It becomes so much a part of our life that we're almost addicted to living in faith. Can't live any other way. Can't see any other way. Can't think any other way. I believe God. I believe God. I just believe God. Anything other than faith, really, for us, anything, is unbelief or fear. That's not where we want to be. So my thoughts again are, why not become addicted to faith and live that way in our commitment? Mark 5:36, when Jesus was on his way with Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue. Now I want to tell you that the position of the ruler of the synagogue, he was a big deal. I mean, he was a big deal religious guy. And this ruler of the synagogue just found out his daughter died. And you all know the event. Most of you know the event. So Jesus and Jairus are walking along. Now here, I can't imagine a parent going through this. My child just died. Will you come and heal her? Come and raise her up? Come and do something? Now, if you can imagine this, it probably did not look like this. Jesus and Jairus are just kind of meandering along. Well, we'll get there when we get there. It'll be okay. You know, we'll just chit-chat about other things. I could see Jairus going, come on, Jesus, please, let's get there. Come on, let's go. Please, please, please. Come on, here, can you hear me? Let me push you. Let's run. And out of his mouth, probably not coming faith. Think about it. It probably wasn't anything but worry and fear and doubt. And in verse 36 of chapter 5, Jesus said to him in Mark's gospel, he says, don't be afraid, Jairus. Only believe. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Most people are trapped in fear. And in that fear, again, is unbelief. It's not faith. Only believe. And it's so simple, isn't it? It's so simple. Only believe. That's all. So don't misplace your faith. Don't put it in fear. Don't put it in irrationality. Don't put your faith, and I know this sounds funky, but don't put your faith in unbelief. Because we do that. Put your faith in God and stay there, stay put. When I was, I want to give you a scenario here, one more. Before I was a pastor, and I worked in chemical manufacturing in Nevada and for a lot of years. That's where I was a project manager, and I started as a plain old plumber pipe fitter. I went into supervision, and then I went into project management, and there was a lot of things that happened along those ways. So I was part of the hazmat team. Y'all know what a hazmat team is? Well, let me tell you what they do. We were the guys that go in when they have chemical spills or extremely volatile and dangerous gas leaks. And we had those suits, you know, those great big bubble suits and the air packs and the chemical gloves. And they kind of like mittens with five fingers and special boots and things. And we would walk into dangerous atmospheres where sometimes, you know, if you had a tear in your suit or your air pack, you know, the pack like the firefighters were, if that leaked, if you got a breath of this stuff, it would kill you. One breath. If you got some of it on you, some of these things were so dangerous and so corrosive and volatile that they would eat right through you. I mean, right now. And you think, oh my gosh. But we were trained. And our equipment was good. And we entered these atmospheres a number of times. But you put confidence in your training and confidence in your equipment. And you go and do your job. And I'll tell you, when I was in there, man, I was praying. Because there's a lot of dangerous things that can happen. But the point is, you put confidence in your training and confidence in your equipment. Now, you walk out the door today, and there's no guarantees, right? You could walk smack into, God forbid, an auto accident, or I don't know, you could have a financial loss instantly. You could have a relationship loss instantly. I mean, things could be taken. There could be something happen in some way. There could be that dangerous disease right outside the doors. Are you going to put confidence in your equipment and your training? Or are you going to put confidence in the atmosphere around? What are you going to do? Are you going to be in faith or not? I told you last week about John G. Lake, and he went into the Black Plague and he didn't have any protection on. The doctors wondered what was going on. How do you protect yourself, you and your helper here? You're carrying the dead out and you're full of the Black Plague and people are dying like flies. I don't remember what the percentage was, but it was huge. Like a third of the population of that part of Africa died of the Black Plague. And he said, what do you mean, what protection? He says, I've got the protection of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, verse 2. That's what I have. You see, his faith was in God and what God said. And he was committed to faith. So when you go out the door today, you drove here in faith, some of you, will you be committed to faith? Will you think faith? Will you live by faith? Eat, sleep, breathe, think faith in everything you do. Because how you're going to live is more than a conqueror through him who loves you. How are you going to do that? Be in faith in him and what he did. And there's, you know, we could go on and on and on with this. Amen? As long as you stay in faith, you're always going to rise above. I don't care what comes. I could tell you a whole lot of stories about things that have come against me. There's a lot of them. And I, you know, sometimes I feel like when Paul said, and he gives this list of all these things that happened in his life, and I go, oh my gosh. But the bottom line of it is, he says, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me. I feel the same way. Out of them all, he delivered me. But it's by faith. Everything, everything, everything we walk through. So am I making a point here?
Yes, sir.
What's the point?
Stay in faith.
Stay in faith. Stay in faith. Commit to faith. Live faith. Live it out. It's really living it out in everything we do. Do you trust in your training, in the Word, and the equipment that God has given you, the Scriptures He's given you, the faith that He's given you? Do you do that? Man, there's nothing you can't conquer. Nothing. I don't care what news and what report comes. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Romans 12, verse 3. Romans 12, verse 3. You don't have to turn there. I'm still refreshing from last week. Romans 12, verse 3. As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith, or the measure of faith, the King James says. A measure of faith. So everyone at the point of salvation has this measure of faith. Boom! You've got it. It's there. And it's pure. It's in you. And you want to picture it like, okay, this is a seed. It has been planted in you. What are you going to do with it? It's your choice. What are we going to do with this measure of faith, this seed of faith? What will we do with it? As soon as you're born again, you can tap into this. Do you know that?
Yes.
You can tap into it. It will take you into the miraculous. It will take you into the supernatural, and you will live there. You can live there. We look at these great heroes of faith way back when, you know, and even in this century, even in this time, the great heroes of faith, we go, wow, wow. And there's something in our spirit that just craving, I mean screaming, I want to live like this. Well, here's the cost. You got to stay in faith. That's the cost. But you got it. You got it in you. You can live in the supernatural. All those areas of provision and supply and healing and righteousness and wholeness and love and restoration, and I go on and on and on. They've already been given to us by God's grace. Ephesians 2 verse 8. They're lavished on us. But will you stay in faith? Will you believe it? This is where the rubber meets the road for all of us. And so, Luke chapter 17, verse 5, listen to what the apostles say to Jesus. Lord, increase our faith. We want it. We got to be able to do this against the impossible. Well, if you've got that measure of faith and that seed of faith, if it's planted in you, which it is, because the Word says so, do you believe God?
Yes.
Now, I know sometimes we struggle believing God. And all of a sudden, things will click. All of a sudden, just one, bang, I believe you. And you'll see something happen. You'll see it change. Bang. You know you can live like this? Oh, the apostles wanted to live like this. Increase our faith. Lord. It's not the increase of faith. Because this seed, this measure that's planted in us is a pure seed. It's getting rid of the unbelief and fear. It's like pulling the weeds up. Oh, pulling them up that are in our mind, in our heart, and some of our the things that we do and believe and think, and some of it we're just off on. We don't know or we're ignorant about. Pull them up. Get rid of them. And the more we do, the more that faith can operate. Bigger things you're going to see. If we're supposed to do greater works, as Jesus said in John chapter 15? 14? Thank you. John chapter 14? He said, greater works will you do? Speaking to all of his disciples. Wow. Jesus showed us what we could do as a man. Man or woman, who believes God. He came in the flesh, remember? To show us what we could do by believing God. Greater works, he said, we would do. How do you do it? Pull the weeds out of our mind, our thinking, our hearts. Some of our character even. We got character issues that probably need to get dealt with. Pull the weeds out. Pull the weeds out. And that pure faith begins to rise up. And the supernatural begins to take place when you speak, when you pray. Amen?
Amen.
You all want more of that?
Yes, sir.
That's the cost. Pulling the weeds out. Pulling the weeds out. Your flesh doesn't like it.
No.
You know that, right? Oh, what is pulling the weeds out? When I'm talking about pulling the weeds out, what do I mean? Talk to me.
Doubt.
Okay, doubt. What causes doubt?
Fear.
Yeah. What else? What are the weeds that grow up in our minds, our hearts, our lives, our character? What are they? Come on, talk to me. What could they be?
Unbelief.
Yeah, now let's get a little more specific. What could it be? Pardon?
Cares of the world.
Cares of the world. What are they? What are they? Huh?
Maybe lust.
Pardon?
Lust.
Lust. Sexual lust. What else? Pardon?
Lazy.
Or immorality. What else?
Being lazy.
Lazy. Wow. Character issue. What else? Come on. You all know these things. How about stopping to watch so much TV? Movies. How about stopping the time on the cell phone so that it's like not so consuming?
Yeah.
Everything produces seed and it goes into us. Everything. If the Word's producing seed, everything else is competing with it. Everything in our lives is competing with it. Every craving, every desire, everything that we want or see. Every materialism, money, all kinds of stuff.
Anger.
Pardon?
Anger.
Yeah. So anyway, all these things are competing. They're weeds that have grown up in our minds and our hearts that are competing with the Word of God, that measure of faith, you got to pull the weeds. That's the cost. If you want to be in the supernatural, you're going to walk in the supernatural. If you want to lay hands on the sick, if you want to, when you pray and you see a financial miracle, when you want to multiply loaves and fish for people who have a need, whatever way that might be, you got to get rid of the weeds. You want to see your businesses prosper? Even now? Yeah, of course now. Anytime. You know, the Word of God and the promises of God are not limited for what's going on in this goofy world. But we have to commit to faith. And committing to faith means pulling the weeds out that are getting in the way of that measure of faith. Amen? That's the cost. That is the cost. Okay, so the title of this message is the process of faith. It's the process. Everything has a process. Our lives have a process. When we manufactured chemicals, it was a process. Preparing a sermon is a process. You know, everything has a process. Faith has a process. You just, all of a sudden, you just don't, bling, the light bulb comes on. Oh, I'm in faith. I'm going to stay in faith. Faith is a process. So here's the process. I'm going to make it real simple. Mark chapter 4, verse 28. Would you go there? Mark 4, verse 28. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I crave to live in faith all the time. I'm not successful yet. I'm not 100%. But I'm moving.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Mark 4, verse 28. For the earth yields crops. I'm going to take this one scripture. I don't have time to expound on anything. The earth yields crops by itself. First the blade, then the head. After that, the full grain in the head. What you're looking at is the process of faith. The process of faith. Let me read it again. For the earth yields crops by itself. First the blade, then the head. After that, the full grain in the head. So starting the process. Here's the beginning. First the blade. Now, when Jesus is speaking about the earth yields the crops, he's talking about the manifestation that comes from our faith. All right?
All right.
Right? Are we together here?
Yes.
Okay. The manifestations are the tangible results of our faith. The earth yields crops. First the blade. Here's the process. Galatians 6, verse 7. Galatians 6, verse 7 says, Paul writes, do not be deceived. God is not mocked or made a fool of. For whatever a man or woman sows, this they will also reap. Okay, fundamental biblical principle for life. Whatever you sow, you reap. When you speak, when you do, what you think on, what you're doing is you're sowing seed, right? You're sowing seed. Your actions, your thoughts, your words, you're sowing seed. If you read the Word, and you're reading, and you're studying, and you're gleaning from the Word, you're sowing seed into you. Now, usually we're sowing it outside. But a lot of times, we're also sowing into us. So what are we sowing? Are we sowing, first the blade, are we sowing seeds of faith in ourselves? Are we? This is a purposeful thing. Whatever you plant in you is going to grow. Whatever you watch, whatever you listen to, whatever you think on, whatever you participate in, whatever you give yourself to, you're planting seed. in you. You're planting seed in your life. In the earth, so to speak, according to the scripture. Now, how do you sow seeds of faith in your life? Go ahead. Come on.
Speak the word.
What else? How do you sow? If I was going to sow a seed of faith, how would I do it to get this in me? How would I plant that seed? Say it again.
Desire.
Got to have the desire. How do I plant the seed? How do I do it? What physical thing do I do? What do I do to plant the seed?
Pray for people.
Pray. What else? Come on, farmers.
Believe.
Spiritual farmers here. Pardon?
Read the Bible.
Read the Bible. What else? Planting seed. What else? Come on, how do you plant seed? How do you plant the seeds of faith? I want you to think about this. Think. Don't just take what I say. Think. This is the whole point of doing a message, is to get us to think about the reality of what we have. Faith, it's ours. We got it. There's nothing that we can't do that God can do. Nothing.
You have to do it.
Got to do it. Plant the seeds. That's part of the practical part. What else? How else do you plant the seed?
Decoration.
Pardon?
Decoration.
Declaration.
Declare.
Oh, declaration. Yeah. Declare it. Our speaking, our words. Yeah.
You're trusting that when you speak that or speak what is in this word, it will come to pass.
Developing trust. Anything else?
Hearing God.
Listening to God. Hearing the Lord. And the coupler with that is doing what he says.
Yeah.
You can't just hear and not do, okay? Then you just got ears to hear. Hearing means you're coupling this with actually doing something, not just hearing. Anything else?
Discipline.
Being disciplined. Good. Seeds of faith. Faith requires discipline. Is that it? Oh, they'll come. Patience and endurance will come. We'll get into that next week. Yeah, they'll come. Sowing seeds of faith. I want you to think about that, okay? So when somebody says, hey, I've been exposed to this, or I've done this, or something crashed and burned in their life, should it try to come on you? Are you sowing seeds of faith? Contrary. Whatever that might be, for you and for your life. Most people, most believers, not you, most believers don't do this. You will. So step two, the continuation of the process, here we go, is then the head. Okay, first a seed starts, gets planted in the ground, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, Carl. Seed gets planted and the blade comes up out of the seed, and then comes the blade, the head. And the head, now the seed's pretty much disintegrated and the roots are forming and they're beginning to go and take root in the earth, and they're gathering nourishment, and they're getting nurtured, and the head is beginning to show, it's maturing. And what the seed has done is get this going. And this process is happening of growth, or increase, if you want to call it this, in faith. Because all the weeding has been done around the seed that's been planted. So the process continues, then the head. Romans 10:17, and somebody said this earlier. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I don't know how many believers I've known in my life. Lots of them. Who don't get into the word. Don't read the word. Don't listen to the word. Don't hear the word. Don't know the word. And consequently, when something happens, or when they have something that they'd really like to get to, and it's a godly thing, they got nothing to stand on. Nothing. And wondering why God's not doing this for them. They have no faith. They don't believe. They don't even know him. You know, you can't know God. Listen to me. You cannot know our God. You cannot know our Jesus and the Holy Spirit if you do not know the Word. You can't know Him. He is His Word. His Word is Him. He is the living Word. Jesus, the Father, the author of the Word. Jesus, the living Word, and the Holy Spirit, the one who quickens the Word to us. You won't know Him. And the head of the seed won't come up unless you get to where you hear the Word. Now, this isn't just hearing like, okay, I'm hearing, you know. No, this is actually active listening. Even when you're reading, I'm actively listening to you, Lord. I'm hearing you. What are you saying to me? It's alive. It's for me. It's where our revelation comes. It's where our understanding comes. And it's where faith comes. Because faith, when we know God is, when we know God is opening things up to us in His Word, faith rises up. He's so much bigger than all this nonsense going on around us. And we put so much credence and credibility in the government and the world and the economy. And the, for the world, they're not good. What has changed for us? This is a trick question. Anything? No! Nothing! Are the promises of God in Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 1:20, are they still there? Is it still in the Word? Of course it is. Because He said in Malachi 3:6, He said, I am God and I don't change. Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13:8, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing's changed. It's not changed for us. It's not changed for us. But when Jesus returns, will He really find faith on the earth? That's why this is so important. Don't lose sight of faith. So the culmination of the process, I need to get finished up. The culmination of the process is after the blade, seeds planted, after the blade, then the head. After that, the full grain in the head. After that, the full grain in the head. Now I'm going to go back to Luke chapter 17, verse 6. So the Lord said, after the disciples said, increase our faith, please. The Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed. There we go, that seed again. You can say out of your mouth by faith and confidence. Well, that's weird, huh? Say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Now, who said that?
Jesus.
Is it in the Word? Is it the Word?
Yes,
so when He said it, He wasn't kidding, right? So the Word of God says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, I don't know what kind of situations you've got going right now. Some of you have some big stuff. Even in our smaller than normal group here today. If you say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, it would obey you. If here's the qualifier, if you have faith as a mustard seed. How do you get faith? First the blade, the process, then the head, then the full grain in the head, right? You're developing faith. You're really digging out the weeds. And you're increasing. You're allowing this seed that was put in you, this measure of faith, to really work. So you can say to something, and this is just one example, move, go, produce, come in, whatever it might be. Die. and it would obey you. That's all. That's the culmination of the process. That is how this works. You know, the Lord never wanted to make this stuff complicated. I know that I need simple. My messages are simple. I need to hear simple, and I need to hear practical. I need to hear the application of the word. We can hear testimony. You know, we had 4 healing testimonies last week after church, and they were, we had somebody was healed of what they thought was cancer in the nose, food poisoning, gone instantly, a lot of nausea there. We had, and actually these are all on video, we had a knee was healed instantly, couldn't walk, and then walked all over the place. Prayed for someone with a irregular heartbeat, and they went and got a test. The test didn't prove it yet, but they haven't finished with their assignment as part of the practical part of their faith. Yeah. I expect that to be done. Amen. Now, those were simple healings. Healing is not a big deal to the Lord, but you can live on testimonies, and you hear testimonies all day long. I love testimonies because they inspire faith. But you can't live on them. Where we live and where faith really grows is from the Word. It is from the Word of God. That is our foundation. Believing God comes from knowing Him and knowing His Word. That's how we get to where the full grain in the head is, and we see the tangible results. No unbelief. No weeds to pull. It's the process that produces the results of our faith. Is it okay if I take 2 more minutes?
Of course.
Yes. Well, you know what? If you got to go, this is really our time to wrap, but I want to take a couple more minutes and read this to you. Would you go to Matthew chapter 9, real quick. Matthew chapter 9. Are you there?
Yes,
sir. Okay. Verse 27. When Jesus departed from there, 2 blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. They were seeking the word. And Jesus said to them, now listen to this. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Whoa, wait a minute. Okay, so when the Lord promises something, this living word promises something, it's the same thing they faced. Do you believe I'm able to do this? Do you? Now, you're the only ones that know whether you really believe it or whether you don't. You can shake your head, yes. I've had people tell me that in healing lines. Sure, they don't believe squat. They've either been in pain so long, they're trying hard, or they're working at it, or whatever it might be. I've had, seen people, we've prayed and gotten financial breakthroughs that are unbelievable, but they're believable. Because by faith. And all kinds of other things. I don't have time to go into all of them. Do you really believe He's able to do that? I don't care what it is in your life. Whatever's missing, whatever's there, whatever needs to change, whatever needs to move, whatever it is. And I know you can all think of something right now, one thing. Do you believe He's able to do it? Or do you believe that He's already done it through His cross and burial and resurrection? For us, that's where it happened. Do you believe it? And so, they said to Him, "Yes, Lord." That was it. Then He touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith," listen to me, "according to your faith, wherever your faith is at," no condemnation, "but according to your faith, you said you believed me." Okay. then let it be to you. And their eyes were opened. It's impossible. Isn't it? Luke 1:37, with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Nothing is out of this realm for you and me. If you will pull the weeds out of your life and commit to faith, get the word in you. Get him in you. You can't will faith. You can't, like, by a force of will, make that happen. You can't reason it out. You have to simply believe. Amen?
Amen.
Will you stand with me? I was going to give you the how-tos. I'll finish this up next week. Now, anybody need prayer today? Anybody would like me to put my faith with them? Get up here, please. Come on up. Now, there's nothing impossible with God. I mean, nothing. Parts and pieces can be replaced in our bodies. I mean, anything. Anybody else? Is this it? Get up here. Don't be bashful. There's really no bashfulness in this church. Come on. Come on up, Eden. Come on over there. Listen, God's got for us everything you'll ever need. His promises are still good. Do you believe he's able? Do you? That's really it. Do you? And that's just not head knowledge, okay? Now, if you need to go, you can go. Father God, in Jesus' name, I call him blessed beyond measure, because we are. And my heart, Lord, would you help us remember to commit to faith in everything we do, speak, think, breathe, I mean, from now on, and pull those weeds up as you reveal them. And remember that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'd like to keep this on the recorder, on the podcast, okay? You all right with that? Thank you. Anybody else? Is there anybody else? You all okay to be on the podcast? I won't use your names or anything else other than the first name. Who wants to practice faith? You're up here for this, so you don't get to practice. Not today. Not today. You can't have it all today. Anybody else want to? Who wants to practice faith? Come on up. I want to show you how to do this. Because this is a part of planting seeds of faith. It's the practice. Just like doctors practice, musicians practice, preachers practice, actors practice. Everybody practices, most people, what they do. Right? So you practice faith. It's the practical part of living by faith, practicing. Are you going to get it all right the first time? No, probably not. You're going to have some bloopers? Sure. Can you be okay with that and be secure enough to know that Jesus has got it? Sure. It's not a big deal, okay? You've got to stop looking at things like they're a big deal, because nothing is a big deal for the Lord who lives, and this is for you, Cheryl, who lives in you. He's in you. And his authority, everything that Jesus had, you've got. And you're in him. When you understand that and you really believe it, believe the word, you're going to go out and do some awesome things. So, let's put it into practice what we know. All right. Let's start on this side. Eden, what do you need?
My eyes suck.
Pardon?
My eyes suck. Even with glasses, I can't see very well.
Oh, you can't? Oh, I used to wear glasses.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
Cool.
Well, pull your glasses off, okay? Now, let me tell you how this works. Now, I'm going to set them down okay. So they don't get squished or messed up. And come on, Cheryl, come on over here with me. Do you understand about the words of your mouth. And you get to have what you speak, right? This is part of planting seeds. Mark 11, 22 and 23. Jesus said, okay, you know about that. You know those scriptures? Great. All right. Well, let me just an example, okay? I was wearing glasses, and I was like, I'm not wearing these glasses the rest of my life. This is not what the Lord promised me. I don't have to. And so I began to speak to my eyes. And I commanded them, and I told them, I said, you're going to see 20/20 vision. You have it. I have it. And then I began to speak to it every day. And just like when Jesus spoke to the fig tree, you didn't see it visibly change overnight, right? Nobody did. But the next day they came back, and it was dead from the roots up. This is Mark chapter 11, okay? So I spoke, and I spoke, and I spoke, and I spoke, and I spoke over 3 years. After 3 years, I have 20/20 vision. I just measured it again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay? It's not a big deal for the Lord, but that's what I needed to do. Are your eyes going to see with 20/20 vision today? What do you got? I mean, what's the deal with them?
Oh, I don't even know the numbers. Just a ton of astigmatism.
Are you like half blind? I mean, really bad eyesight.
I don't think it's blind, but I almost couldn't get a license.
Okay, so is it distance or close up or both?
I see better far away.
Okay, all right. Can you believe God? I believe you do. Will you close your eyes? Now, my hands are pretty cold, so please don't get shocked. All right? I'm going to put them on your forehead first. Okay? Well, that's not too bad, is it?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to put them lightly on your eyeballs. Okay? On your eyelids. Now, hallelujah. He said, he said, ya sada kora masatia. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, you really love her, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Eyesight. You do not degrade. Not at all. In Jesus' name, I command you to see and to see well. Distance and close up. You adjust. You see night at night with night vision very well. Eyesight, vision, I command you in Jesus' name to be healed right now. Now I want you to keep your eyes shut, and I want you to picture Jesus. I want you to picture him standing right in front of you right now, and you stay right there until I come back to you. All right? Mm-hmm. Eyes shut, picture Jesus. Fall in love with him. All right? Hallelujah. 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 Young lady, what's your name?
Chandra. I'm brand new.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Ginger, you said?
Chandra.
Chandra. Okay, nice to meet you. What's going on?
I'm going through a divorce.
Okay. What would you like me to pray?
Everything. Just everything. It's really hard.
Do you want it restored?
My son.
Do you want it restored? Where are you at with that?
I have to be honest, no.
Okay. Is he born again?
He says he is.
No fruit, huh? Okay. All right.
I told myself I wasn't going to cry, but...
It's okay. We have a lot of crying here. That's okay. It's all right. Come here, honey. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Lord, would you let your comfort...
Yes.
Would you let your comfort wrap right around her, her mind, and her heart right now? In Luke 4:18, Jesus said, I came to heal the brokenhearted. That's what I came to do. So, Lord, right now, you have permission to begin the healing that you've got for her. You know what she's been through and what's going on and how ugly these things can be. And Lord, and I don't use this lightly, but I believe that the Lord is working all things together for the good for you right this minute in Jesus' name. Romans 8:28 says God works all things together for the good to them that love him and are the called according to his purpose. That's you. And that's you right now. I know you can't see it, but I know what the Lord is doing. I know that. And I know he's doing it right now. Can you believe with me?
Yes.
Okay. We're not going to try to smooth this thing over and make it so good and so lightweight, because it's not. Devil, in the name of Jesus, I bind you right now from the effects of what you've tried to put on this young woman in Jesus' name. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Right now. In Jesus' name. Pain, go. Go. In Jesus' name. And I say to you, mind and heart, be at peace. Be at peace. Be still. Be at peace. And the Lord's saying to you, I got this. Chandra, I've got it. I've got you. I've got it. Got your son. I'm caring for you. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Believe me. He's saying, believe me. Just believe me. Just believe me. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, just believe me. I've got you. I've got you. And I'm taking care of you. It's going to be okay. I'm going to bring you through this. You stay in my peace. Just stay with me. Stay in my peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, we can talk more later, okay? Keep your eyes shut. I want you just to put your mind on him for a little while. Dan, what do you need?
About a month ago, I bumped my elbow.
You bumped your elbow.
And
where's my...
thing swelled up like mad, and I prayed about it. And
oh.
It's gone down, I'd say, 80%.
Okay.
It's still real.
You bumped your elbow, and it's gone down about 80%. You prayed about it.
A little lump.
Let me see your other elbow. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you just get rid of this, Cheryl? You know how to do it?
Look at Jesus.
Okay, put your hand here. I'm going to put my hand over you. You feel the lump, feel the other one. So you get a feel for it, the other arm. You feel the difference? It's not much. It's not bad.
And it doesn't hurt.
Yeah? You just want to get rid of the lump. Well, let's get rid of the lump. You sure it doesn't hurt?
No.
Okay. Let's get rid of the lump. All right. You sure you can't feel the other one? I want you to feel it. Get sensitive here. Okay. Can't tell.
No.
All right. Well, put your arm over here. Put your hand over here. All right.
Oh, I feel that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a bone.
That's a bone. Yeah. There you go. You're gonna get. Part of healing ministry or walking through the miraculous is getting more sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to what's going on in somebody's body. And you may not always know it.
Mm-hmm.
You may not always have this. You may not always be able to feel it 100%,
mm-hmm.
but you know it's there because he'll show you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, I want you to pray. My hand's going to be on yours. And stop. Just do it.
Okay?
Okay?
All right.
Tell it what it needs to do.
I command this growth to disappear in the name of Jesus.
Don't look at him. You need to close your eyes.
I do.
Yeah, you need to get your eyes off the circumstances and what's going on out here. Don't let the anointing fall out of your eyeballs. Okay? Now tell it.
The Lord.
Tell it. Good. Yes, I can too. Tell it what to do.
I command this.
Be serious. Good. Be serious. All the way. Good. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, keep your hand there. Keep your hand there. Keep your eyes shut. You feeling any changes?
Yes.
Me too. Good. They had to obey you, right? Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay, praise God. Anthony.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Oh, I got doctors found blood clots in my legs a few days ago. So, you can pray for that.
Blood clots, how bad are they? Okay. What do you want dealt with? We want to deal one.
The blood clots.
Sit down. Okay. Which leg is the worst?
I'm not sure.
You got pain?
Yes. I got pain in this calf. Sometimes there's pain in this calf.
Okay.
And the clots are somewhere in my main spine.
Okay. Not a big deal. Come here, Cheryl. Kneel down here. Give me your foot there, big boy.
Sir. Oh.
That hurt?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Because it won't. Hallelujah. Put your hand over mine. Over mine. Hallelujah. Now you just be quiet and listen. Okay? Listen to what the Lord's showing you. Listen to what He's saying to you. You're going to get a picture or a word. You feel His presence?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, blood clots, listen up. I command you to dissolve right now and leave His body completely in Jesus' name. Now, pain, go. You're gone. And the results of those clots is finished in Jesus' name. And circulation, you are clear. Now. In Jesus' name. Stand up. How's it feel? Stomp it. Stomp it. Move it. Go walk up and down the aisle. Keep walking. Well, how do you feel?
There's less pain. It's a little tight, kind of on my Achilles a little bit, but
less pain?
Yeah, there's less pain, definitely.
Good. We're going to come back. Okay?
Two things.
One thing.
Okay, neuropathy in my right ankle.
What's neuropathy?
It's a numbness, kind of like your foot's going to sleep.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing. That's what it feels like.
So your foot's asleep.
Yeah, except I won't wake up.
Yeah, okay. So you got numbness all the way through there.
Calf, ankle, made around ankle and foot mainly.
Anywhere going up the rest of the leg?
I got a little pain in the hip joint, but that's a different issue.
Turn around. Close your eyes. Do you believe Him?
Amen, I do.
I believe you do. Put your hand right here and listen to me. Okay? Hallelujah. Listen to what the Lord's saying. Close your eyes. Neuropathy, you're just a name. In the name of Jesus, He is over you. And you will bow to the name of Jesus now. An inflammation of the nerve from right here. I command you to leave His body now. Be at peace. Be at peace. Be still. in Jesus' name. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. And I command you, numbness, leave all the way, every trace. Now. Now. Go. In Jesus' name. You stay right there. Lift your foot, Bob. Stomp it down. Feel anything? Does that mean yes?
Still a little stiff.
Still a little stiff. But what about numbness?
Still a little bit there.
Oh, well.
We're just giving us persist, ask, and keep on asking.
Okay. Let's just get this done.
I got a word, too.
Okay. I want you to take care of this. I'm going to go back and check. I'll be right back. Okay, Eden, I'm coming back to you. Now, I know you believe him. And you've done real well standing here and thinking about him and looking at him and had your mind on him. And why don't you open your eyes? And look back at the clock on the back wall. Can you read it? You see any difference?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
You will.
Okay.
I'm going to pray for you once more. Okay? You will. You will. You got 20/20 vision. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Close your eyes. I'm going to do this one more time. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. That near blindness is no big deal to you. Not at all. And it's no big deal to take care of this. And in Jesus' name, sight, you are restored. Fully. Fully. Because as you were with Moses, so you are with Eden. Her natural forces are not abated. And her eyesight is 120. I mean, is a 20/20. And Lord, I thank you. Thank you. And I say to you, you have 20/20 vision without glasses in Jesus' name. You are healed, eyes, by Jesus' stripes now. It's done. He already did it. You already got it. Hallelujah. Now open your eyes. Look back at the clock. Any difference?
I don't think so. I can see a little bit of the black in the middle.
Huh. You're going to see more. Why don't you just wander around here a little bit? Okay? Yeah. Without your glasses. You can just up and down the aisle. And why don't you start thanking him for what he's done? Okay? Anthony?
Yes, sir.
You doing good?
Yeah, well, I still, when I sit down, I can still feel it start to ache.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Okay.
Okay. Bob?
Progress.
You got feeling?
A little bit. Yeah.
Walk. Walk. Put some practical with your faith. Okay. Tell me your name again.
Ben. Benjamin.
Ben.
Yes.
Okay. What's up, Ben?
It's been a rough week. Just divorce, stress with a baby girl, and just mental smog. Like, figuring out what's clarity and what is good, what's bad.
You want prayer for your mind?
Peace.
You want your mind clear?
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes. This is not a big deal. I'll put my hands on your head. He's right here, Ben. Jesus is right here. He's seen everything you've gone through. All of it. All the pain and all the hurt. Areas where you felt stuck. All the confusion. All the lies that have been spoken. There's been a lot of them, hasn't there? In the name of Jesus, mind, I command you to be at peace. Be still. Now. In Jesus' name. Be still. In Jesus' name. Be at peace. Well, it's like a raging sea in there. Confusion, I bind you. In the name of Jesus, go. There it goes. Lord, I thank you for clarity. Clarity in Ben's thinking. Clarity in his understanding. Clarity in direction. Clarity in hearing you and being led by you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing right now in him. Right now. Right now. Peace. Be still. Be still. There's more he wants to do for you, Ben. I don't know if you've turned your whole life over to him or not, but if you haven't, you need to. He wants to care for you better than you can care for yourself. But you got to give him your whole life. You got to give him everything from now on. Hallelujah. Be still. Peace, be still. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of Ben. Hallelujah. 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 Stay there. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for Bob again. Okay? Hand on his back. Be led. The numbness is gone in Jesus' name. Eden?
Yeah?
What are you seeing?
I can see the horizontal line in the middle of the clock.
Could you see that before?
No, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
that's really cool.
Well, hold on, hold on. Because the Lord's not done. He's not done. 2020.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Keep walking around. Keep praising him. Okay? Hallelujah. Chandra, how are we doing?
I'm okay.
You doing any better?
Just been breathing and just praising him and thanking Good. Him for what he's doing in my life.
I want you to stay there, all right? And I'm telling you right now that he wants you to stay there, okay? He is going to walk you through every step. He is with you. He is for you. He is on your side. Okay? He wants to heal your heart. And right now, going through this kind of stuff, you're going to have to give him your whole heart and let him take care of it for you. Okay? I mean, let him hold it, take care of it, speak with you. Okay? We've got some others that in this church that I'm going to recommend that you talk to help you. Okay? Your mind and your heart, your life. You're going to go through this in peace. Yeah, it's not easy. I've been divorced too. Oh, I know what it feels like. Not easy. But you're going to come out on top. Okay? You are. You are. You are. Because he's got you. Is this your son next to you? Behind you? He's got a Believe shirt on and that him?
That's my son.
Okay. How you doing, young man? I'm Pastor Mike. What's your name?
Tristan.
Tristan? Nice to meet you, Tristan. Tristan's going to be okay. Okay? And you're going to be okay.
Okay.
All right? Hallelujah. You stand here for as long as you want.
Okay?
Okay?
So much.
You're welcome. How are we doing, Dan?
Real good.
Real good.
Very
the lump's all gone, isn't it? Yep, the lump's all gone.
About 98%.
Yeah, well, I'd say 98% is it's a done deal. Okay? Thank you, Dan. Praise God. I think that you should get on video. What do you think? Is Johnny still here? You want to do that? Okay. All right. Anthony?
Yes, sir.
What's stage are we at?
Sit down?
Yep.
I still have...
a little bit of pressure.
Oh.
But it's been kind of going away.
Well, of course it has.
So.
Lift your foot.
Yes, sir.
Close your eyes. In Jesus' name, pressure, go. Those weird feelings, go. In Jesus' name. Go. Now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There we go. There we go. Hallelujah. Anthony?
Yes, sir.
What kind of exercise do you do?
Well, usually I like to go jogging and
get back to it.
Stretch and
you need to get back to it. If you've been off it, you need to get back to it.
Okay.
Okay? Even a little bit, but you need to get back to it.
Okay.
But you're doing well. Stand up.
This is kind
of how are we feeling?
I mean, I feel better than it did when it came, I came in here.
Well, good.
A little tightness.
Now, I want you to tell the tightness to go. You know the authority you've got.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Let's tightness, do, go.
No, I mean really mean it. Sit down. Put your hand on the spot.
You know, every blood clot. They're eradicated. And I thank you, God.
Just speak to what's there. Speak to the tightness.
Tightness,
go.
Causing it.
Tightness,
right,
go.
Now.
Symptoms, go. In Jesus' name.
Infirmity, leave.
Go.
Go.
You've been healed by Jesus' stripes.
Christ.
You have it.
Like Calvary, I command you.
You've got it. In Jesus' name.
Right now. Go. Infirmity, leave.
Do you believe he did it?
Yes, sir.
Good. Take your hand off. Get up and walk again. How you doing, Ben?
Doing all right.
Better?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm more mentally calm. So.
Good. Praise God. Well, the Holy Spirit is around you. I'm telling you right now. But a minute, when he said, the Lord wants your whole life. Mm-hmm. He wants all of you, Ben.
Yeah.
He wants to do for you the things that you never could do before and the things you always wanted and the things you were made for. He wants to do it. And he says to you, if you'll stop trying to do it yourself, give me your life. I'm going to take it and I'm going to make it into something really special. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's going to be okay. It really is. You're coming out of this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Praise God. How we doing, Bob?
I've got a lot of faith. It ain't all there yet, but it's coming.
It's getting back, isn't it?
I'm going to get this.
Your feeling's coming back, isn't it?
There's a little bit there.
Yeah, keep walking. Don't talk. Just stand. Just walk. Keep walking. I want you to go all the way around the church. Okay. Praise God. Well, I think this service is closed. How are we doing?
I can see better.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
What'd you expect? You believe him?
I did, but
yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Praise God.
Right.
Now, expect to continue. Okay?
Gotcha. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He's got more for you. The Lord has more for you.
I'm excited.
You ought to be.